This week we have the counter episode for the previous one's episode, previous week's episode, which was named Chicks Who Break Our Hearts, very specifically. And this time it's named Chicks Perspective on Dudes, in order to balance the technicalities of our podcast.
So you're classifying chicks as like totally chicks, no women, no girls.
That I think we've explained in the previous episodes. If you want to get to know more about that, go listen to that again. So what about the balancing part which you wanted to talk about?
No, our podcast total concept is based on comparisons, if you know. So this is the or part of the previous episode.
Yes, so that is the reason why we decided to produce this one. And we have a guest who is my so-called friend. So-called friend from my law school. Welcome, Kirti.
Hi, guys. So today I'm going to speak about a woman's perspective on men.
Chick's perspective on men.
A woman's perspective on men.
Look, just because we're calling them chicks and dudes doesn't mean we are disrespecting them or respecting
them.
I'm just
respecting them a little more.
Yeah, okay. No, you're at the normal level.
In the conversation, I'm just respecting them a little more, that's all.
Okay, chicks means beautiful girls, no?
Yeah.
No, so according to your previous guest Chakra, he said...
Chakravarti.
He said, this is the, I quote unquote, he said, this is the reason we call them chicks. Which means that, let us have a continuation on that topic. He was talking about casual dating, if I'm not wrong. And then he said, that is why we call them chicks. So he's just implying that. So first of all, he also implied that when you're casual dating, you have a loose character, both men and women. But specifically, let's keep it to women. And that is why he said, this is why we call them chicks. So when you're calling someone a chick with that connotation with you, you're just saying that women who are called chicks have a loose character, and that is not fair. So I'm just saying this is a woman's perspective on men.
Having a lifestyle of casual dating doesn't make that person seem to have a loose character.
I completely agree with you. But yeah. I don't agree with what your friend said, because he implied that.
Okay, I think
in
a
negative sense.
What he meant to imply was he used the term chick in a wrong usage.
Yes.
So what he meant to call those kind of girls was bimbos.
You're not making a case. Do you realize that?
No, I'm just saying.
You're not making a case.
I'm making a case for the word chicks. So why I personally call someone chick is when I want to treat them informally, like a friend, so that I get more closer to them. Okay. Yeah, that is what chicks mean to most of the guys. Do you get it?
No, I get what you're saying, but
yeah.
I'm just saying that I do not agree with what you're.
Yeah, fine. We let him know.
I'm sure he's gonna listen to this, and he would know about it anyway.
Yes.
Okay, and for your information, we have a lot of topics to have the debate on.
Yeah.
And not the topic itself.
Yeah, I get
so, it. Chicks or women, but we are going to put it as chicks on a cover page.
That
you
is what.
You know that I'm just going to refer to myself as a woman.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Everybody
sure.
else as a woman.
Yeah, okay. Look, the reasoning which I'm going to mention it again.
No, I don't think that's needed, because you're really not making your case, and you're just going
to... Not the bimbo's part. Look, the reason why I call a girl chick is not because I'm disrespecting her or treating her, you know, casually or something. It's just that I want to be more informal with her, get to know her better, and be more closer with her by being more informal.
It's
you get
limbo,
what I'm
limbo language.
Yeah. So that is why we call a person chick or a dude.
Okay, moving on. To the first agenda.
Yeah, we won the
moving
debate,
on.
I guess.
Are you the host?
I think I'm doing a much better job in your host.
Nice. I think I like this guest. The first time we've gotten a challenge. Okay, we are ready to accept. Challenge accepted. And moving on. Yeah. What is your ideal perception of... Okay, fine. Okay, I think we'll be courteous towards our guest.
Yes.
Because she's our guest.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your ideal perception of a man? And also tell us versus how they actually are.
Okay, so let me break this down. Do you want me to tell you
Are you also going to categorize?
No, I'm going to categorize on how they are in different scenarios. For example, in a relationship... let's talk about familial relationships and normal relationships and friendships. Okay, these are my three categories.
Sure.
And I think the bottom line, the umbrella for all three of them would be that they have to treat us with common decency. I think that is the bottom line. You cannot, it'll be nice if they could do a little more, and I'll talk about it.
Why are you considering that it's a plus when someone shows you decency or comedy sense?
It's not a plus. It is the basic
I know, but the way you're putting it is that if a man shows you decency, then he's considered to be better than most of the other men.
He's considered
no, he's
to be
not.
Man with double coats.
Yeah, but
no,
what we are
not.
Trying to say is that shouldn't be the ground level. Like, each and every guy over there, other than a certain number of people, is shows you decency and treats you with respect.
Yeah, exactly. That is what both of us are agreeing on the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
With decency.
We get your point. Yeah.
There are few guys who have ego issues. So you can't expect them to give you or show you that decency every time.
But don't you think that's on them? That's their problem. I think I can pitch in here and say that goes on the same lines with the other gender
of
too.
Of course. Women cannot say I'm not going to respect a man because I'm egoistical. That is bullshit.
Yeah, I know.
And
so,
that is not how it should be.
So the point you're making is immaterial, to be precise, because
yeah.
it goes with each and every individual. The way you're saying is that men are not respecting women on a much larger scale.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm
yeah.
just saying that basic for everybody is, cement is, you need to respect. You need to treat someone with decency. He is saying if someone is egoistical, they might not treat you with decency. So how do you expect them to treat you with decency?
Yeah, I think the solution is that just don't be with that sort of people.
Yeah.
I'm just
telling
you, listen to me. What I'm telling you here is, there's a variety in the world, okay? You can't expect each and every one guy, each and every single guy to be the way you want. You'll find varieties here. So that, see, and if you see varieties here, and you can't blame the world, okay?
Don't catcall people. Don't eve tease them. Don't go around touching them if they don't give you consent. That is so decent. That is the basic.
I guess that
being respectful.
Almost 99% of the guys have that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're just pointing out that
the one person.
No, the one person.
I'm sorry, what? No.
You are just.
Let me tell
you're
you.
Exaggerating.
According to statistics, 99% of men are perpetrators.
99%
of men.
What the fuck? We understand your concern and the difficulties which you go through in everyday lives, but isn't it fair to the majority of the people who try to be better versions of themselves towards the opposite gender, but then I'm not saying just you, but the female population mostly interact with the other sort of percentage who try to harass, molest and all that. So don't you think it's an implied prejudice which is being created on the women population? I'm not saying I'm not blaming you, but don't you think that could be the scenario?
You're telling me that women are being prejudiced because we always tend to meet the other side of the men,
yeah.
the bad side of men.
Yeah.
How is it our fault? So I'll tell you this, I know it's not all men, but we don't know which man.
Okay, so what's the solution?
There is no solution. The solution is that men, women, everybody in this world try to help those people, those perpetrators, to do better. That is the only solution right now. A solution that already exists is that women should be inside, women should take care of themselves, women should go learn self-defense. All of these are great. But why are we learning all of this? Just to protect ourselves. And I feel like, I think there was one judgment in one high court or somewhere that said, a judge said this, and he said, and I think it was very beautiful because he said, women can't be responsible for protecting themselves. The men, it is the male population's job to not perpetrate on them. And I think that is how it should work. You guys are also in the same boat as us.
Yeah, we know
right?
that. Look.
So instead of saying that men are supposed to be the protectors, men are supposed to do this, let us end this concept, the social construct of saying that men are supposed to be protected, men are supposed to protect women, women are subservient. When in actuality, it is all 1 minute. It is also another man's job to not let this happen to yourself and us.
I completely
okay.
understand. According to her, good guys should go on a perpetrator hunt and make the other guys proper.
You're
that's
not
what you're telling.
I think
Yama to do it.
Huh?
You're not Lord Yama to do it, but you can take steps.
I can't take steps, but
look,
see,
one thing you have to understand is we're not defending any of the perpetrators.
Yeah.
That is the number one point which we have to try to make.
Yeah.
How is it on us? Or when you say you cannot trust each and every other man because of the experience which you have faced, in case maybe physical harassment, it's the same for majority of the other side of the gender to not trust men too. Maybe not be physical, but they can be mental. So it's based on each and every individual.
Yeah.
So the world is evolving based on each and every individual conversation and interaction.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it is the law of the nature. How is it any point to be taken into consideration for a debate, because there is no solution as far as I know. According to your point of view, in which these percent of dudes need to be corrected and, you know, treated better, at least thought to be treated better to the other side of the gender, they should be done. I mean, that should be done, but that is going to take time.
Yeah.
Instead of correcting them, what if I say, you girls can identify them and stay away from them?
That is not fair. How can you say that?
Okay.
Why should they be on the lookout each and every time? Don't they have their own
freedom? No, because instead of correcting them, going around helping them to be better people, we'll have our own priorities in life.
You know what? For a woman, her safety, her protection is always on the top of the list that basically supersedes everything else. We don't get half the things done because we are scared of going out. And that is not fair. Because if men don't fix themselves, why is it on us to keep protecting us? I mean, protecting ourselves is obviously there. But we have to put in extra efforts just to stay clear of them. And how is it fair to us? Whereas you guys can do the same things without those worries.
So every guy is not the same. If every guy is not that guy, well, that's what I'm telling you.
That's what even I agree with you. Not all men, but we don't know which man.
Okay, so how are you going to choose? How are you going to choose? Let's say your future partner. What are your criterias?
So this is where it gets personal, right? Because I can't marry. I'm not marrying a male population. I'm marrying one man.
Yeah.
Right. So for me, why am I going to get rishtas after this?
No, I don't think so.
I think our audience have a much better taste than this. So we're not going to disappoint them. So sorry.
I think my love language is quality time and physical touch.
Okay.
So I think anybody, but why are we talking about me and my team marriage?
Hey, you're the guest.
No, listen.
Yeah.
What I have heard from a lot of girls is, not a lot of girls, some girls, that you give that physical touch too much importance, right?
So yeah, are you asking me if I would sleep with someone on the first date because my love language is physical touch?
Physical touch doesn't mean the direct going to that.
Okay, even holding hands.
Well,
again, there are varying degrees, right? Sleeping is somewhere
the highest
half
one.
Yeah, that's where you're naked and you're showing.
I think again, it depends upon the guy who in the way in which he carries himself.
Yeah, it also depends on the girl and the guy and how comfortable they are with each other. You can't put a blanket situation and say, what will you do in this?
We are not asking you what would you do. We are asking you how would you choose the person.
Okay, I think I should be compatible with him emotionally. We should be on the same level. Like for example, I tend to get very emotional. I tend to get very sensitive over a few things. And I think he should be understanding of that. And I think speaking about career and whatever, he doesn't have to be someone who's a scientist or a doctor or a lawyer. I think if he has, even if he's an artist or painter or whatever, or an athlete, a basketball player, whatever
he wants. What if there's no money?
Yeah, exactly. See, money for me is very important because I'm pretty materialistic. Let me get to it. Because without money, you get nowhere.
So money matters.
So obviously money matters.
So how the fuck are you going to marry an artist?
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. See, if he has
has that confidence, he's going to be the breadwinner here.
No. I mean, I could also be the breadwinner. But for him, if he has a plan, if he knows what to do, I think that is intelligent enough for me. And if he knows how to make money off of it, that is good enough for me. For me and for us, I guess.
Would you be okay for an option where he is the one who does household works and basically doesn't work and you would be the breadwinner? Would you be okay with that?
Yeah.
But he qualifies with all your emotional intelligence and quality time. You're still okay with that?
Yeah, I'm still okay.
So how should men react when a girl or a woman, ditches them over when they've gotten emotionally close? And all that should have happened. And then they're like, sorry, not happening. And they just cut them out or basically ghost them. So whatever reaction we take as a guy will be, you know, looked up against us. Because just because we're going against a girl, it says that, he's being aggressive and he's taking another route. So how do you think we should react when such a situation happens?
Why should it depend on the man?
Yeah.
Because you're the one who's at the receiving end of the dumping. A woman, she's fine. She's clear. She doesn't want
you. A woman dumps, she's fine.
No, a woman dumps. She's clear in her head that she doesn't want you. So she's moving away She's moving away from the equation. Now what is left that you are hurt. You are angry at her. So it depends on how you are taking it and how you channelize your anger, your sadness into something else, right? So it depends on you completely. What can you do? What can I do?
So the person who's dumping doesn't have any fault in him or her.
No. If they don't want to be in a certain situation with a person, in a certain relationship with a person, maybe you guys could talk it out. But if it's way past that, if you even if you don't want to talk it out, I feel like, I mean, it also depends on how far you are in a relationship, right? If you owe someone an explanation or not. See, if you owe someone an explanation, if you explain to them why you are trying to walk away from it, then, I mean, it's the best situation. But not every situation is like that because you do get ghosted and that is a reality.
Okay, not everyone has this approach. This is only the top 10% who are very matured and who know the logistics.
No, that's
work.
How it should be.
Yeah, that's what how it should be.
That's how it should
but
be.
But what if when the situation crosses... doesn't come to this stage.
Okay,
what if
dumping,
they take another approach?
Dumping is a situation. I'll give you another situation.
Okay.
Cheating.
Hmm.
What to do then? What would you do then?
Well, see, again, you can't do anything. He's cheated on you. He obviously doesn't deserve, he or she doesn't deserve your time and respect. So you move out of there. You say bye, thank you, fuck you, and move. And make sure you work on yourself. Right, there's nothing else you can
do. So in the end, working on yourself.
Yes. And hopefully not attracting the same people and hopefully not falling into the same situation would be the best. But again, it's life, so you don't know what happens where.
Okay, do you think
that again
he will change his, it will change his mindset or it will change his lifestyle or it might even change his routine. Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah. So he or she might even become a stone heart or a cold heart, whatever. They might even not give a damn to the world. Okay.
Just to further his comments, what he's trying to say is that once this situation happens, some people, they, as he said, become stone-hearted in the sense they fear to give their trust to someone else. That is what some people do, while some other people, let's say me, I would still not give up. I would still believe in the same person who I was before and take the same approach. So
you do that because you have not been...
I know. The actual experience hasn't happened.
It has never reached that extent.
Yeah, I know. But I still know me. I'm still not gonna give up. I'm still gonna believe in the same thing.
No, man, you're not gonna do that.
How the fuck do you know, fucker?
No, if the extent of her pain is too much, okay, that's when
I think
you'll
it's very
that.
Subjective. If you're seeing with his situation, if you're trying to become a stone cold, stone hearted guy, and you're not trusting anyone,
yeah.
I think you need to go to therapy and figure yourself out.
No, that's not
yeah.
therapy. You'll find a different. You'll find a new yourself.
Exactly. So therapy
yeah.
can help you with it. In helping you
That's
find yourself.
That's not therapy. That's not... I'm not talking about the therapy. I've not yet gone to the therapy part here. You know. See,
That's
you
so
are...
Therapy
you are,
is like the paramount part?
No.
When you reach
therapy is,
one level.
Therapy is based... Therapy goes to that person who really wants it. Who's not able to take... who's not able to look at himself in the mirror. Okay.
No, not really.
Yeah,
okay, therapy
happens.
Is one of the ways in which you can
get back your own
yeah.
self.
But there's lots
okay.
of other ways too.
Getting back your own self is different. Getting your new self is different. That's what I'm telling.
Okay.
So, if you take my situation, I went through that situation once, and I've never seen that before me ever again. I've
okay.
completely changed
so
from then on. No, there's nothing to be sorry. I'm happy about that situation.
Okay.
For what it happened. Yeah. So I was you're sorry and she's happy for me.
Yeah.
At the same time. Okay.
I
see,
pity
what,
you then.
Oh my god. Okay.
What do you want she'll do that for you?
No.
Okay. No. Okay. So what I'm telling you is a person will be a kind of person. And a situation happens with him. He'll turn out to be a whole new different person.
Okay.
So what I'm telling is, that situation, will it somehow get him back to what he was before?
Depends on the person. No, how can I say a
What's
blanket?
What's your opinion?
What's
yeah.
your opinion?
Yeah,
that's
we
what
know.
We are asking.
Everything is subjective
that's,
in the world.
See, if
I don't know
see, if,
about
if
that
it's, if topics were subjective, if topics were dependent on the person,
okay,
we, don't
you know
we wouldn't have any guests in the episode.
Okay.
You're talking
yeah,
about
yeah,
your experience.
Okay,
yes.
Let me talk about my experience.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. Can I like simple this out?
Yeah.
It's so there's a line which the breakup happened.
Mm.
And before that it's A, after that it's B.
Yeah.
are you the same person who you were when you were in A after the breakup, or were you a different person in B? Just that.
I think I've definitely changed myself to the better, where I've become more cautious now.
Yeah.
So
one of the
I
reasons,
don't
yeah.
give in to people very easily. So before I used to get very upset, or I know I'd feel very guilty of ghosting people who wouldn't respect me,
yeah.
of my room, of my privacy. But now I ghost them or I tend to cut them off. So that is one thing that helped me, and it's helped me to be a better version of myself. So I've definitely changed.
So there are a lot of people in your life right now.
Yeah.
So living aside the ones you treat them as majority or your priority, top
mm-hmm.
five and all,
mm-hmm.
The other friends you have.
Acquaintances.
Yeah, acquaintances or... Okay, if he goes out of your life,
mm-hmm.
would it even matter your schedule or your routine or your mindset or anything?
Would it, or would you let it affect you?
No, I don't let it.
So you've reached that stage.
Yep.
For sure, yeah. So anyways, I was with someone and dude, the way they texted me, the amount of texts that they gave me, that would affect my schedule to the point where I fell into a depression. If they wouldn't text me, if they were mad at me. And this person, they knew about what they were doing to me, or they did not. I don't know what it was, but it did affect me to the point where I just couldn't be myself anymore. If they don't respond back to me in time, I would not eat food. If they don't, if they talk to somebody else instead of me, or if I see them on the stories meeting another person, but they don't meet me, I would still be annoyed, or I'd probably do something very harmful, right?
You had
so,
given them the power to dictate.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I had given this person the power to control me to the point where they would control everything about me, to the way I weighed, to how much I weighed, to how I felt throughout the day. That is the amount of power I'd given to that person. But once I walked out of that situation, I don't think anybody else has had the same power over me ever. And I think that is one good thing that happened out of this whole thing.
Yeah, what happened to your heart? Untouched.
Yeah, it's a deep inside here. Only a surgeon can touch it.
No, listen.
That was seriously a stupid joke.
I know.
Yeah.
Can you please cut it out?
Yeah, continue, please.
Continue what?
However, you're gonna cut these things. What should I continue?
Anything from that joke is still an uphill. Because that joke is such a stupid...
Okay, we have one final segment in which I have a few questions.
Okay.
Yeah. So, how about very basic necessities? Would you take that into consideration? For example, the physicality. Would you take that into consideration?
Basic necessities for what?
Physicality. Okay, I mean the physical appearance. Sorry.
Yeah.
You would.
I'm into conventionally hot men.
Okay, what is your kind of hotness? Because I've still seen girls where they say hotness is not defined just in physical appearance.
No,
it's about
me, it is
yeah,
physical.
Okay.
Just tell that.
Okay, so you like hot guys?
Yeah. Who wouldn't like them? I'm sorry.
Is this okay for you to say? And for us, when we say hot girls, hot chicks, and then fuck
yeah.
them, hang them, everything
you
comes
can
out.
Call them hot.
Okay.
You can call
Okay, I'll really try it sometime.
So, hot girls, hot girls, hot women is equal to we calling chicks.
That's our language. You can't break
fact,
our language.
It's actually better than calling someone hot.
Mm.
Because that is still, some people see that as...
Okay,
dicks. Yeah.
Okay, next question. How about hair? On
I
top of the head.
I don't bald men. I genuinely don't find bald men. Because some bald men can really carry it out.
Yeah, but what about Indian bald men?
She's telling.
What about Indian bald men?
I don't mind. Some of them are really hot. Some Indian bald men are really hot.
Okay. I think uncles should be happy to hear this. Are you into delfs?
No.
No delfs.
Mm.
It's
he hot and would he pay me for my...
This is what I hope that you get in the future. A balding man who is not entirely bald, who is not sexy bald, but then receding hairline, and then a tummy with a shirt tucked out on one side, and then he comes back home at 6:30 and he throws his bag away like, honey, clean my shoes.
Is it
and...
because I'm truly confident with myself and I genuinely love myself? Is this why you're saying this? Is it because you hate me? Is it because you hate women?
I don't know.
Is this your way? Oh, I heard him say this. So he wants.
he basically wishes all of this for me because he wants me to be tortured. Do you want me to be tortured because I'm just so confident in myself?
I'm not saying you're gonna get tortured. I'm just saying that
you're not getting.
Yeah,
you're not.
I want you to have.
You want.
I want you to have this sort of experience too. And
I want to have this sort of experience.
Yeah, that's why I'm hoping that you get
why?
It. Friendly hoping or friendly.
Friendly cursing.
Yeah.
Anyways, this will tank.
Okay, so what's your opinion on Andrew Tate, finally, towards the climax? What don't you agree with his style or the way he puts out his points?
A woman takes too long to produce a baby. She takes 9 months. I'm sorry, I need more oven to bake the bread, is what he says. Basic things like this make me want to
How about his views on women? Like,
that is one of his views on women.
No, I get that, but then... women's qualities and basically which you think misogynistic.
Okay, could you I watched a lot of videos of him saying that women don't deserve respect, women are supposed to be protected,
yeah.
Women are supposed to be that, men are supposed to be the sole breadwinners, whatever. That is something that I don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
Because right in this scenario, when you asked me if I would marry a house husband, I said yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't mind being the breadwinner. And I feel like he's also probably a victim of patriarchy because he's saying things like this, where he's saying things like men are supposed to be the sole protectors of women. And I don't think that should be the scenario.
So what you're saying is that the solution to end patriarchy is that's the mindset change.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, time to end the podcast. This is Ishwar and Harsha behind the mic and we'll be seeing you all very soon.